We are learning Masech Shubis, Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the brand new Perek, Perek Metzias Isha, and we're starting a Samach Heyam Beis, the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Metzias Isha Maisiya Deha Labayla. That means the schus of the husband is that he gets the Metzia, that the Isha finds a lost object, which he let her keep. It goes to the husband. Same thing for her wages, it goes to the husband. Another halacha, Virushasa, Hu Oicha Peres Bechayeha. So Rashi's first chat means like this: if she gets a Yerusha from her side of her family, so let's say she Yarshin, she inherits an apartment building, so she gets the principal and her husband eats the peres. That's one pshat, or it means two separate things. Virushasa, which means the husband inherits her. Whenever she dies, the husband gets her nechasim. And number two is Hu Oicha Peres Bechayeha, which means her nichsim alug, her items that she brings in, her property that she brings in, he eats the peres. Another halacha, Baisho Pagama Shalah. This is talking about if someone injures her. The halacha is, if someone injures someone else, they have to pay five things. Chamisha Dvarim. Nezek, Tsar. Nezek means the damages. Tsar means the pain. Ripui, the doctor bills. Sheves, the lost wages. Ubaishis, and the embarrassment. So it says, two of those, Baishis Upagam, which is the Nezek, goes to her. That belongs to her. Now the Mishnah doesn't talk about the Tsar, the Reaper, and the Sheves. The Ran speaks out that the Tsar, pain, Pasha, goes to her. Her husband has no right on her pain, and that she gets the money for that. The Ripui is her husband's responsibility, and therefore the husband gets the money. Same thing for Sheves, the wages belong to the husband, so the husband gets that. But Baishis Upagam, that goes to her according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yudim Mseir argues. Pastor Rabbi Yudim Mseir is arguing on Baishis, and he's saying that Baishis, he also gets part of the Baishis, because when his wife gets injured, it's embarrassing for him also. And he has to deal with her, living with her, an injured person that doesn't look as good. So that's the halacha, that he gets part of the Baishis. But it depends. Bismachava says there, if the injury was in a hidden spot under her clothing, so losh nechalakim, she gets 2/3 of the Baishis, and he gets 1 chalik of the Baishis. Bismachava galui, when it's in a place where everyone can see on her face, for example, loish nechalakim, he gets 2 chalakim, because it's embarrassing for him that his wife looks like that. V'lo echad, and she gets 1. Shaloi Nasim Yad, the money of the Baishis, when it goes to him, he gets to use it right away. But her money, what we do is we buy a piece of karka, and she owns the principal, and he is the Paris. But Shaloi Yikhabim Karka Voyachal Paris. He is the Paris. Zok the Gemara. Said in our Mishnah, the certain schosim the husband gets, and Metzias Isha, Maiseda, Yerusha, Eichal Paris. So more of the Kasha, Mai Kamash Blom, what's the Chiddush? We had it ready in the fourth parak. Tanina, we had it in our Mishnah there. Ha'avzak Koi Vibitoi, a father. It says there about a father gets a schus and a daughter, b'kdusha, b'kesef, shtar, b'biya, he can makabel his daughter's kedushin, zakoy metziyosa, the father gets the metziyah of the daughter, u'maizidah, and her wages, u'faras dara, the father could be made for her nadarim, makabel his gitig, makabel her get, ve'ina oichel peres b'chaya. And also, ve'ina oichel peres b'chaya, the loch is that the father does not eat the peres of the daughter. If the daughter has Yerusha, the father doesn't eat the peres of her properties. But it says in that Mishnah before, Nissas, if she gets married, yes, alava baal, the baal gets everything we just enumerated, plus, yes, alava baal, shu oichal peres b'chayah, he gets the peres b'chayah, he eats her peres while she's alive. So what do you see? The baal gets all the metziah, ma'isidah, he gets whatever the father got with the daughter, plus. So what's the point of our Mishnah? What's the chiddush of our Mishnah? My answer is Baisha Bagama Itzurchalei. Plug the Huda Rabbi Mseir Rabbanon. Our Mishnah come and tell us the Machlekes Rabbi Huda Mseir Rabbanon about Baisha Bagam. The Machlekes about Baisha, which we said, Pastor Machlekes about Baisha. It could be the Machlekes about Bagam also, the bottom taste is much like that. But upon him, we want to tell us this Machlekes Baisha Bagam, the Machlekes Rabbi Mseir and the Rabbanon. So Zakta Gemara Vaita. It's in our Mishnah, Metzia Seisha goes to who? It goes to the husband. So Tani Tanak Tana Kamedra Rava, there was someone who said a bride in front of Rava. Metzias the isha la'atzma, not like our Mishnah. The Tanakhama's writer says Metzias the isha goes to herself. Rabbi Kiva on the Bible. Rabbi Kiva says it has to go to the husband. So Rabbi said it makes no sense that Rabbi Kiva will be the one who says it goes to the husband. Amalei hashda umaha dafa the ma'isidah he om Rabbi Kiva la'atzma metzias la'kolshgein. We're going to show you in a second from a Mishnah that Rabbi Kiva holds that even though wages usually go to the husband, but extra wages go to her. So you can tell me Metzias, Rabbi Kiva holds goes to the husband. It can't be. What's this Mishnah referring to? The Tanan. If Aisha makes a neder, koinim shani oisel ficha. We had this before. If Aisha makes a neder that what I produce, my wage I produce, should be also to my husband. Ain't tzarich lafa. You don't have to get afara. The neder is never chal. Why? Because it's meshubet to the husband. It doesn't belong to her. The wages belong to the husband. Rav Akiva Amar Yafa, it should be made for it. Why? Should be matter than that. Why? Shema Tadav Lav Yisrael Royale. Maybe you're going to make more than you're supposed to give to the husband. And that belongs to you. That belongs to her. And therefore, they have to give Ichal. Tanakama holds even the extra belongs to the husband, so now they can be chal. But Rekiva holds that the extra belongs to her, and therefore it can be chal. So the kash is Rekiva sees more makel and holds that certain things she's allowed to keep. And all of a sudden here we're saying that she has to give it to husband the metzia. When it comes to extra wages, she keeps it. That's my say that still goes to husband. Still she keeps it. So of course metzia she would keep. Someone says you're right. We have to switch around the brayse. Epoch. Matzia is isha lebayla, like our mishnah. Tanakam was like our mishnah. Rabbi Kiva omel atzma. Kiva says laatzma. So mishnah not like Rabbi Kiva. Like upon was saying that Rabbi Kiva holds that you get the matzia for yourself, and it's similar to the machlokes of hadafa. The Gemara hasn't asked that the certain hadafa that everyone agrees goes to the Baal, and there's a machlok, it's only by Dafa Shah Deitchak. Let's see inside. But Ki also Ravan, Omer Rav Yechman, by Dafa Shaloya Deitchak, Hadafa that comes easily, that means if she works and just to give her extra money, so that Kulam Le Pligi the Baal have. Everyone agrees that's the Baal. The whole dinner of Akiva says you keep the Hadafa for yourself, keep Pligi by Dafa Shah Deitchak. When you work hard, it's not the Moiser. The Moiser, that goes to the husband, Otrema. The machloik is for Akiva and the Rabban who gets his Vadafa Shedhak, which means she works extra hard to get this, according to Akiva, you get it yourself. Tanakam is Sava Lapaila, and Akiva is Sava Atzma. So the kasha is that a Metziah is more like the easy come, and that everyone agrees goes to the Baal. So how could Akiva hold it goes Latzma? Isn't Metziah like the easy, mice that come easy, and that even Akiva agrees goes to the Baal? Omra Papa, no. Metziasa ka Adafa Shedhak Domi. Metziah is similar to hard work, extra hard work. Rashi says why. Rashi says the roiv mitzios, most things that lost objects, sarach lechazacher. If you gotta dig after them, going dogam shirush bayavasha, like fish that landed up on the dry land, or tzvi shavu, or tzvi that was broken, that broke a foot, and you can be able to capture it. Or the chapes sima v'karka, you have to look for a treasure in the karka. Therefore, it is similar to adafa yedchak, and that's why it's told in the Rabbi Kiva and the Rabban. Once we mention Adafa Deidchak, Mora is going to ask, what exactly is Adafa Deidchak? Mora is not going to come up with an answer. So let's read it in Tamar Papa. Mitzios Adafa Deidchak, don't look at Rabbi Rabban. Very good. Boyer Papa, Osloi Shtayim Vasachas Mahu. Let's say someone does two jobs at once. Is that called Adafa Deidchak, or is that called Meiser Deir? Is that called working extra hard, or that's just normal way of making money? And if that's the normal way of making money, what about this case? Boyer Vina, Shalosh Arba Vasachas Mahu. If you do three or four things at once, teiku. What's an example of three or four things at one time? So Rashi gives you an example. She's watching a cucumber field, and while she's watching a cucumber field, she's sowing flax, she's spinning flax, and at the same time, she's using her mouth, she's teaching songs to ladies for money, and she's also sitting with eggs in her lap, warming up eggs or warming up different type of worms for silkworms. Like upon him, she could do four jobs at once. Is that called a dafi d'chak or not? Mar says teiku. Saying the Mishnah, that according to Yehuda and Meseira, Boisha Pagama goes to the husband as well. I think Mara has a problem with that. Mask of Rabbi Rachanan. El Miata, Bayish, Shusas, Shachaver, Hakanam, the Boyle, Matin, Lay Boishas. You're going to tell me that even though it's not a Boishas to him himself, but it's a Boishas to one of his possessions, his wife, is a possession. And we're saying, embarrassment to your wife, your possession, is considered your busha and you get money for that. So if I'm embarrassed your horse, they have to give you baishas? So Mar says, I don't know what you're talking about. Sus bar baishu, sus is not a bar baishu anyway. You can't embarrass a horse. So Mar says, I don't know. Let me rephrase the question. Ella, rekak bevigde shachaveru. If I spit on a beggar of a friend, how can I buy my baishas? Do I have to give baishas to the owner? And here we're saying, you make baishas to the wife, you have to give the owner, the husband. If I spit on his beggar, do I have to give baishas to the owner? The chite machanam, you say efshe taka, maybe taka, you have to give baishas. But I'm going to the Mishnah. Rokak vegiya boy. If someone spit at a person and it reached him, haraik vegiya boy raik, or parash isha, you took off the head covering of a isha, of hever talisa man, or you took off someone's clothing. Chayv liten loy arba meyazus. You have to give 400 zuz because of baishas. Bamra papa lishon ala boy. It's only if the spit hit him. Av a big day, if spit hit his beged, potter. You potter. So you see, even though you're embarrassed to possession. It's potter. You're not chiyav baishas. And for the Gemara, the reason is like this: big day, less day zusa. If someone spits on your clothing, you're not going to be embarrassed. What's embarrassment? What's the problem? And the Pshita Mivayat speaks out: even if you find someone who doesn't get embarrassed, he's batal daita. It's not a normal thing. But ishtay, if your wife gets embarrassed, it's lay zusa. You get zusa from that. Therefore, you get money for that. Because when your wife gets embarrassed, you're going to be embarrassed. If someone embarrasses a certain ani, this is usa kluv mishpacha. The whole mishpacha gets embarrassment. Tait speaks out why you pick out an ani, because if you embarrass the usher, it's not embarrassing for the whole mishpacha, because mishpacha says this usher could take care of himself. But an ani, the mishpacha is really mechuyev to take care of him. And if he's getting embarrassed, it looks bad on the mishpacha. They're not taking care of their ani. So you can tell me now, if someone embarrasses ani, you have to give baishas to the whole mishpacha? That's not their goof. But ending up shouting like this, if you embarrass someone else and I get embarrassed from that, no, I don't get any bishes. But here, it's ishtoi gufoy. Here, it's ishtoi gufoy. So therefore, if she gets embarrassed, like I get embarrassed, and therefore you get part of the bishes. The Ran actually asks that lechayra, why don't we just give her full bishes and you should get bishes plus? Why does it have to be included in that bishes? Effort the Ran that when she has a husband who's caring for her already, automatically her baishas is less, and that's why he gets part of the baishas. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Our Mishnah now is to start discussing about Nadunya. A Nadunya is that the father used to give money and possessions, means gave them cash, gave items, gave furniture, different things, and they put in the ksuba. And if they get divorced, or if he dies and there's bnei dichron, these things of the ksuba go to her family, to her children, or to her herself. If there's a divorce, he has to pay back. If she brought in cash and that's written in the ksuba, he has to pay back that cash. Or if she brought in furniture, he has to pay back that furniture. So a paisik mois, and first halacha is a paisik mois lechasnoi. If someone, the father of the kala, wrote money to give to the prospective chasson who's going to get married soon, they had kedushin already, umeis chasna, and unfortunately, the son-in-law died, passed away, now the zibum. Now the yavam also wants the money. Amru chachamim, yachul shetaymar le'achicha, hayisirat shalitain, v'lecha yev shalitain. He could say that I wanted to give your brother money, but I didn't want to give you the nedunyas. It means even though you are taking over my daughter as a wife, but I only wanted to give her first husband this amount of nedunya, this amount of a dowry, but I don't want to give it to you. You have full right to say that we'll see the Gemara, that even if the second one's a bigger Talmud Chacham, he still could say, I liked him better. Zok to Mishnah Vayta, another halacha. Paskal hachas loy elev dinar. If they write in the shtar, in the ksuba, that she is bringing in $1,000 cash, the halacha is, he has to pay back, whenever the get happens, $1,500 cash, which means a third more. Paskal hachas loy elev dinar, who pays the keneged chamesh esrei mana. He has to pay back 1,500 mana. They brought in 1,000, he has to give back 1,500. 15 mana, which is 1,500 dinar. Al kaponim, you have to pay a third more. What's the pshat? Rashi explains. The pshat is because you can use this money to invest, and therefore you have to pay extra for that. Frek de Mardchai, isn't that ribbis? You're getting 1,000, you're paying back 1,500. Is that ribbis? Emet de Mardchai, ribbis is only if you're paying for the time that they're leaving it by you. Here, the halacha will be, if you got divorced the next day, you would also have to pay 1,500. So obviously, it's not for the agar nata, for waiting for the loan. That's what it's not. And you could make that up. Like upon him, when you bring in cash, you have to give more when they get divorced. When it comes to furniture, it's the opposite. The halacha is that kuneged hashum hu poisek pachas chaymish. That means if they're bringing in, let's say, a piece of furniture, as nichsei tzarim b'azos, they're right, I brought in $1,000 chest, so when they get divorced, he has to give back $1,000 chest. But luckily, he only has to give back an $800 chest. The reason is, because when they say it's $1,000, first of all, the price is inflated, because they want to look good, want the ksuba to look good, so the price is inflated. That's not one reason Rashi gives. Another reason Rashi gives is, also because the furniture gets worth, the wear and tear makes it worth less. Therefore, you only have to pay minus a fifth. It means if you bought an $1,000 item, you only have to pay back an $800 item, because it really wasn't a $1,000 item. It was really an $800 item. They just inflated the price to make the ksuba look good. It means the keneged hashum will pay sik pachas chaymish. Shum b'mana, let's say it got professionally evaluated, shum b'mana v'shav b'mana, sayin le'lamana. Let's say they brought in a piece of furniture that was worth $1,000, and they evaluated it professionally, it's worth $1,000. You can't say, demand, that I want really a $1,200 item because you wrote $1,000. No, because if you did it professionally, so then that's how much it's worth, then you can't demand, oh, you promised me a $1,200 thing because you said $1,000 and you have to get a fifth more. That doesn't work like that. Then it's all you get is a shav b'mana. The Mishnah says further, gives examples. Pasuk, shum b'mana, if you evaluated a piece, this is evaluated by the family, which you say is inflated, you evaluated a piece of Shumba Mana, that's he accepted as a Mana. They wrote a Mana Baksuba, and she brings in something that says Mana Baksuba. She brings in a piece of furniture that's worth a fifth more. So the halach is, he nesenes shloishim ve'echad sela for dinner. She has to bring something in that is evaluated. When it's evaluated by the family, which is an inflated evaluation, it has to be shloishim ve'echad sela for dinner. Now, how much is that? You see, a mana is 100 dinner. That's what a mana is. A sela is 4 dinner. So 31 sela is 124 dinner. Plus a dinner is 125 dinner. So that's a fifth more. Because a mana is 100 dinner. A fifth more than that is 125. So if it says in the shtar that yeah, furniture was, that it says, if they shatzed it up, that he's getting 100 mana worth of furniture, then that's what she says in the shtar he has to pay. They have to bring in a piece of furniture that's worth more, because it's worth more according to the shum, according to the valuation, because we always write the payment one-fifth less than the shuma the family makes. So here the shuma is 125, you write in the shtar 100 mana. Another example, v'arba meis, and it says chamesh meis. The same thing if it says 400 in the ksuba, then the item is evaluated by the people, not professional, for chamesh meis. It's always the chamesh more. Now the same halacha is in the opposite case. Masha chasson paisik or paisik v'chamesh chamesh. When the chasson says the amount of the shuma, so then what he has to pay is paisik v'chamesh, a fifth less. Now let's say it's $1,000, he has to pay $800. Again, the same idea that when it comes to cash, the halacha is it goes from $1,000 to $1,500, pay $1,500. When it comes to any items, the money he has to pay for it is always a fifth less than the real value. Zok to Gemara on top of some of our base. Tana Rabbanan. The first case of the Mishnah was if someone promised in a dunya, he doesn't have to give it to the Yavam. Tana Rabbanan. In Zark Lema, Rishon Talmud Chacham, Shani Yam Aretz, it's Pashut. If the first one was Talmud Chacham, second one was Yam Aretz, it's Pashut, like I say, I don't want to give you in a dunya. Elafilu Rishon Yam Aretz. Even if the first one was Yam Aretz, Shani Talmud Chacham, Yochel Lema, Lechiche Yisrael Chalitain, Lechayim Shalitain. Even if the second one is a bigger Talmud Chacham, you would say for sure he wants to give him more money. Still, he could say, you know what? I liked him better. I wanted to give him and not him. And like the Meiri speaks out, that the reason is maybe the first guy was a big of Almidus. And a different reason why I like him better. I don't have to give you a reason. If I don't want to, then I don't have to. Al Kaponim, that's this part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah had 4 different cases in our Mishnah. One said, in the Shum itself, this is not the cash. Even when you're brought in property, it's a Kenegat Shum, Paisik, Pakas, Chaim, that's not Chaimish. Shum B'mana. And then it says Shumba Mana. All this is not the case. All the unprofessional valuations had 4 cases. It said, can I get a Shumba Paisa Pachas Chaimish? Then it said Shumba Mana, in a sense, La Shoshi Vecha Tzala, the dinner. Then it said another 3rd case, Abba Meis, Chomish Meis, and Mashachasam Paisa Paisa Chaimish. So why do you have to have 4 different examples of the same thing? It's 4 different examples of the same thing. That's Mara's Kasha. Pachas of dinner, yeah, it's Vachulu, Hainu Reisha. Isn't that the Reisha? We already said it. So the Gemara, Tana Shuma Rabba, Viktana Shuma Zuta, Tana Shuma Dede, Viktana Shuma Dede. We want to say all 4 cases like this. There's by a big Nadunya, maybe over there, we say that's less a Chaimish. Because so much money, so it's possible when it's really worth a fifth less. But maybe by a small Nadunya, maybe they don't go a fifth less. So we have to say a case of a small one. If you only say a small one, you say there you want to inflate it. But maybe a big one you don't inflate it. So you need a case of a big Shuma and a small Shuma. That's why you need 2 of the cases, a big Shuma and a small Shuma. One's a case of Arba Meis, one's a case of Mana. We want the 2 different cases, a big case and a small case. One case of the Mana, which is a small case, and one case of the big case of the 400. Now we also want to say a case of Shuma Didei and Shuma Didei. No matter who started first. Did she come in Shuma Dida means when she brings in the piece of furniture, she's the one who evaluated it, and then the halacha is the chassan have to pay less a fifth. Or in the case when the chassan came in and evaluated it, also the halacha is that we say there's inflation and he only gives less a fifth. So you want to get a case of Shuma Rabba, Shuma Zuta, and her Shuma or his Shuma, either way, we say when they bring in furniture, they always want to make the ksuba look better, and therefore it's inflated by a chaimish, and he's only mechuyev to pay less a chaimish.